The world seems to be on the brink of a massive global war, and many Christians see the signs of the end times, the rise of the Antichrist, the persecution of Christians, and the second coming of Christ. But what if there are signs of something else? Prophecies from the Virgin Mary, Catholic mystics, and even popes over the centuries speak not of Armageddon, but of a great chastisement, a punishment from God on a sinful world, not to the end, but a reset, and then the restoration of the Church and Christendom. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Whiskers, Karen Royer, and Thomas Alba. You can also like and follow us on Facebook and X. The links for both of those are also in the description. It always amazes me that everyone obsesses over Nostradamus, claiming that he has predicted events of the recent past based on vague four-line poetry that can be interpreted in many ways. Yet virtually no one pays any attention to the predictions of the Virgin Mary and Catholic mystics, who over the last few centuries clearly predicted these past events with astonishing accuracy and gave us a glimpse of the not-too-distant future. This is certainly the case with the works of the Venerable Bartholomew Holzhauser, a Catholic priest during the early mid-17th century. His work on the seven ages of the Church divides Christian history into seven time periods. The fifth age began with the Protestant Reformation and lasts up to this day. According to Holzhauser, it will end violently in a massive war that neither side will win, ushering in the sixth age with the rise of the great Catholic monarch and Holy Pope and an era of peace. Remember, these predictions were written around 1646 AD. The fifth period is one of affliction, desolation, humiliation, and poverty for the Church. Jesus Christ will purify his people through cruel wars, famines, plagues, epidemics, and other horrible calamities. He will also afflict and weaken the Latin Church with many heresies. It is a period of defections, calamities, and extermination. Those Christians who survive the plagues and famine will be few on earth. Nations will fight against nations and will be desolated by internecine dissensions, which means a conflict, war, or struggle that is mutually destructive, ruinous, or fatal to both sides. During this period, the wisdom of God guides the Church in several ways. 1. By chastising the Church so that riches may not corrupt her completely. 2. By interposing the Council of Trent like a light in the darkness, so that the Christians who see the light may know what to believe. 3. By setting St. Ignatius and his society in opposition to Luther and other heretics. 4. By carrying to remote lands the faith which has been banned in most of Europe. Are we not to fear during this period that the Mohammedans will come again working out their sinister schemes against the Latin Church? During this period, many men will abuse the freedom of conscience conceded to them. It is of such men that Jude the Apostle spoke when he said, "These men blaspheme whatever they do not understand, and they corrupt whatever they know naturally, as irrational animals do. They feast together without restraint, feeding themselves, grumbling murmurs, walking according to their lusts. Their mouth speaketh proud things. They admire people for the sake of gain. They bring about division, sensual men having not the Spirit." During this unhappy period, there will be laxity in divine and human precepts. Discipline will suffer. The holy canons will be completely disregarded, and the clergy will not respect the laws of the Church. Everyone will be carried away and led to believe and to do what he fancies according to the manner of the flesh. They will ridicule Christian simplicity. They will call it folly and nonsense. But they will have the highest regard for advanced knowledge and for the skill by which the axioms of the law, the precepts of morality. The holy canons and religious dogmas are clouded by senseless questions and elaborate arguments. As a result, no principle at all, however holy, authentic, ancient, and certain it may be, will remain free of censure, criticism, false interpretations, modifications, and delimitation by man. These are evil times, a century full of dangers and calamities. Heresy is everywhere, and the followers of heresy are in power almost everywhere. Bishops, prelates, and priests say that they are doing their duty and that they are vigilant, and that they live as befits their state in life. In like manner, therefore, they all seek excuses, but God will permit a great evil against his church. Heretics and tyrants will come suddenly and unexpectedly. They will break into the church while bishops, prelates, and priests are asleep. They will enter Italy and lay Rome waste. They will burn down the churches and destroy everything. The sixth period of the church will begin with the powerful monarch and the holy pontiff. As mentioned previously, it will last until the revolution of Antichrist. In this period, God will console his holy church for the affliction and great tribulation which she has endured during the fifth period. All nations will become Catholic. Vocations will be abundant as never before, and all men will seek only the kingdom of God and his justice. Men will live in peace, and this will be granted because people will make their peace with God. They will live under the protection of the great monarch and his successors. During the fifth period, we saw only calamities and devastation, oppression of Catholics by tyrants and heretics, executions of kings, and conspiracies to set up republics. But, by the hand of God Almighty, there occurs so wondrous a change during the sixth period that no one can humanly visualize it. The powerful monarch, who will be sent by God, will uproot every republic. He will submit everything to his authority, and he will show great zeal for the true church of Christ. The empire of the Mohammedans will be broken up, and this monarch will reign in the east as well as in the west. All nations will come to worship God in the true Catholic and Roman faith. There will be many saints and doctors of the church on earth. Peace will reign over the whole earth because God will bind Satan for a number of years until the days of the Son of Perdition. No one will be able to pervert the word of God, since during the sixth period there will be an ecumenical council, which will be the greatest of all councils. By the grace of God, by the power of the great monarch, by the authority of the holy pontiff, and by the union of all the most devout princes, atheism and every heresy will be banished from the earth. The council will define the true sense of Holy Scripture, and this will be believed and accepted by everyone. When everything has been ruined by war, when Catholics are hard-pressed by traitors and co-religionists and heretics, when the church and her servants are denied their rights, when the monarchs have been overthrown and their rulers murdered, then the hand of Almighty God will work a marvelous change, something seemingly impossible according to human reason. There will rise a valiant king anointed by God. He will be a Catholic and a descendant of Louis IX, yet a descendant also of an old imperial German family. Born in exile, he will rule supreme in temporal matters. The Pope will rule supreme in spiritual matters, and at the same time, persecution will cease and justice shall reign. He will root out false doctrines. His dominion will extend from east to west. All nations will adore God, their Lord, according to the Catholic teaching. There will be many wise and just men. People will love justice, and peace will reign over the whole earth. For divine power will bind Satan for many years until the coming of the Son of Perdition. After desolation has reached its peak in England, peace will be restored, and England will return to the Catholic faith with greater fervor than ever before. The great monarch will have the special help of God and be unconquerable. After a world war will come a new period, in which two mighty ones will face each other. The wrangle between these two will begin in the second half of the 20th century. It will overthrow mountains and split up rivers. A great change will come to pass, such as no mortal men will have expected. Heaven and hell will confront each other in this struggle. Old states will perish, and light and darkness will be pitted against each other with swords, but it will be swords of a different fashion. With these swords, it will be possible to cut up the skies and split the earth. A great lament will come over all of mankind, and only a small batch will survive the storm, the pestilence, and the horror. And neither of the two adversaries will conquer nor be vanquished. Both mighty ones will lie on the ground, and a new mankind will come into existence. God possesses the key to everything. Blessed is he who will be able to praise him, having obeyed all his commandments. And the great monarch of the world will create new laws for the new mankind and will cause a new age to begin, in which there will be only one flock and one shepherd, and peace will be of long, long duration, for the glory of God in heaven and on earth. As you can see, Holzhauser predicted the revolutions of liberty which overthrew and murdered the monarchs of Europe and all over the world, setting up democratic republics. How laxity will corrupt mankind and the church, climaxing in a devastating war that will destroy everything. A conflict between two great powers which will begin in the later half of the 20th century, ending in what sounds like nuclear war, destroying many nations. But out of the ashes rises the great monarch who will rule the world, and he and the Holy Pope will restore the church. All theological disputes will be settled, everyone will be Catholic and live in peace and harmony until the rise of the Antichrist, the seventh and final age of the church. Until my next video, God bless.